more pshita. The Rosh go through a series of different possibilities of access. We have two chatzeris, and there's an area in between the two chatzeris. What's the status of that area vis-a-vis the two chatzeris? The Rosh go through a few different examples, which are definite halacha. That's pshita cases. And then the Rosh is going to ask the question. So Moshe says like this, the Zeb Pesach, the Zeb Pesach, there's an area in between two chatzeris, which is accessible to both chatzeris through a doorway. And the area is more than dalad by dalad, so it's not a welcome tour. So what's the status of that area visiting the two places? Hanu chaloin shebein shtei chatzeris, that's the loch of chaloin. So that's... if they weren't ma'arav together, so neither one could be mishtamis in that rishus.
I'm sorry. We're talking about an area between two chatzeros, and now we're talking about a window between two
chatzeros. The more we go through about the issue is what level of access that we're talking about.
What do you mean, what level?
Just bear with me for a second. The Zeb is Rika. If the only way you can access that area from both sides is by throwing up to it, that's the case of the Mishnah of the wall in between. Zeb is Shilzel. If each one you have to lower it down to it, okay, so we're going to have three ways you can access. You can access either by that if this area is down for both of them. So both sides, it would have to lower it down to get to it. So that's the case of the charitz, which you said the charitz is dalad by dalad. So it accesses its own rishos, and neither side can access it unless there would be both sides would have an area together. If it's very high up, it's a wall. So that was also the din. If you have a wall between two chatzeres, and either side could... they had made an area together, neither side would have rights to access that area. The top of the wall. If the area is level, there's just a wall in between, so that's the difference between having... You would have the two chatzeres... one to the other, the area in between, it's as if there's three chatzeres in a certain sense. There's chatzer A, there's chatzer B, and there's chatzer in the middle, which you can be ma'arav together, but you have to be ma'arav together. Be ma'arav together, it's straight access, like a case of two, having a chalon being the case of, that was the case of chalon below the height of 10 is direct access. Okay, now, what about the following? Lezeb Pesach, Lezeb Zrika. If from one side the access is at ground level, the other side the access is it's higher up. It means what the level of one chutzner is lower than the other. So from one side the access is below 10 tefachim, and the other side the access is above 10 tefachim. Yeah. So Hanu de Rabba Baravuna, Omer Nachman. That's the case before which we had that one side it's a ground level, and one side it's Gevayud, one side is not Gevayud. So we give that area to the side which is less than 10 tefachim.
Wow.
That they have an easier access.
That's easier. Less than 10 tefachim is easier.
From this side, it's about this side. From this side, it's this side. This side, it's a few tefachim up from the ground level.
Yeah.
This side, it's very high up from the ground level. So it's much easier for this side to use it than this side to use it. Above 10 tefachim, it was always considered Mizrika. That's what we've had until now. I mean, that's not considered easy access. I understand what you're asking, because I can just reach up. I understand, but that's...
Or a tall person has to go down to a cat hole or something like that, you know, like a little crawl through.
Again, the standard uses the things which... It's ground level. This is a little bit higher than ground level. This is already, it's another, above 10th level is considered an area which people have to reach. Otherwise, most of the things, Iker Tashis was ground, not walls, on top of walls. This is a ground level, this is basically ground level. So ground level, you put things there, you do things with it. All of your tashmish was bending down. I don't care how tall you are. That's a grit. You do with the ground. You put things down on the ground. Or I mean, put it like this. Well, even though it's easier for us to do things at this level, but for some strange reason, most of our tashmish is with the ground, not with walls. So this is the same. Right?
That's true.
Okay. The Zeb Pesach, the Zeb Shilshul. So Hanukkah is to be Omer of Nachman. Okay, so that's a case of that where the only way they can get down to it is they have to push it, have to lower it down. It was a depression. From one side, the depression was Tet Vachim or more. On the other side, it wasn't. Okay, so that's called doing it at ground level. It's like Pesach. What about the following? The Zeb Shilshul, the Zeb Zrika Mai. But if this difference in the height is such that from one side it's a depression, and the one side it's high up. So you have to access it with the Zrika. So who gets that area in that situation? Or do both get it? So Rav says that the level of access between the two is equal. And the level of access between the two is equal, so then it goes back to the, like all other cases. If they weren't married together, so neither one could use it.
Even so, lowering something down is easier than raising something up.
You give it to the one which is has the easier access. Okay. The next Omid plus is going to be challenging this Mechlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rai is one way or the other. Let's see Rashi. And that, I think, will probably solve a lot of your questions. Let's see Rashi. The Zeb Pesach, Basically, there's Shalom Irvu. And Yesh Vishus Achas Smucha Lehen. There's this area in between the two of them. Menoichel Ishtayim Lishtamish Bo. And both find it easy to use. Just like as if there be a door in between the two. Kepesach Zeshu Hu Noyach Likonis. So it's a few tochim raised up, and that's equivalent of you can just access it by walking in. So the area is either marked off by walls or the area is five tochim high. They'd be the same thing. So it's easy access. So that's the case of the chaloid. So again, the point of it wasn't necessarily a doorway. Kipesach is being used as a marshal. It means it's easy access. It's just as if there'd be a doorway there. Well, it could be just that there's two chatzeres and there's this thing, you know, five tochim high between. So that's equivalent to, that's for our purposes called the pesach, because it's with less than 10 tochim high. That's called reaching over. The width has to be 4 tochim, otherwise it's a makom patur.
Right, but it's too wide, then the two are one chatzer. There's no division between them.
If it's too wide.
In fact, if this area between is too wide, let's say it's more than 10 amot wide, then it's a pritzah between the two chatzer.
I mean, okay. Come on this way, I think. Why that way?
Whichever way.
Yeah.
North, south, east, west, either one.
No, I thought you were talking about the expansiveness of the
depth of the.
Um,
that's going to be at least 4 amot.
That's true. I mean, yeah, that would affect the, whether you have to mar up together or not. Correct. Okay. Hanukalon shemini is based on service. Klomer, holomi boilon my dinah. I have no question what the law is. Im also the shtei and I mutter, whether it's mutter to be used in between or not. Why? This is learned from the case of the chaloin. Not bay rotsu echad ma'arvin rotsu shtei ma'arvin. In that situation, the two chateres can be ma'arv independently if they wish, so wish or not. Vimu ervu biyachad. If they say they were ma'arv independently, not together. Shneiam asurim lishtamish bo imushu shalar bohi. If the area is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, neither one can use that air, that opening. So there's a chaloy between two chatzeris, and they choose to be ma'arv independently. So now they want to reach in and put something down on that and inside the chaloy. So the answer is they can't do that, because since both of them have access to it, belongs to both of them, and it's neither one was ma'arv with the other one. So I can't be mishtamash with your rishus. You can't be mishtamash with my rishus. If it's less than 4 tefachim, then rishus pachas midalit. If it's less than 4, it's makam tur. It's nothing. So, but if it's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, so then it's an area, but it has the shlita of 2 rishuyas over it. So neither one can use it. So who said that that's true? That it's, where do I learn that halacha that both are asur? Because the following: the hogabi kersel shebein beis chatzeris tanan hoy beroyshe peris. If there's peris on top of the wall, elu erlo mikan va'erklin v'chein elu. Both sides can go up onto the rishus and eat. They cannot take down from the top of the wall into the rishus. So Alma Kolhecha, the Shavi, the Tervayu, both of them have equal access to it. Usher, that they both prohibit. Begam Rishus Nemucha Meyud. So that's if it's the Kursal is 10 Tavachim high. But even if it's less than 10 Tavachim high. So meaning like this. Welcome, Shema Dalad Adalad. We had a case before, even if Rishus Yochid, Rishus Rabin both could use the area less than Dalad Adalad. The Makam Paturhu. Hayisbe Dalad, also the Tavayu. We find if it's Dalad Adalad, neither side could use it. So we're going to apply that same idea over here of the Barosh HaKaisel down to when it's not Barosh HaKaisel, it's inside the Chaloyin, it would be the exact same thing. So this area, which is, so I learned from Chaloyin the idea that if the Nama are together, that it becomes two separate rishuyas, and any equal access between the two of them is going to have the shlita of both rishuyas on it. And I learned from the case of Al-Gabi Kaisel that happens, then neither side can access in and out. Whatever is in there, theoretically, they could use, but they can't access from that area to their chotzer and vice versa. They can't take anything from there to the chotzer or the opposite. So, if it's not a chaloin, it's just a raised area, which is less than 10 tefachim, will be the same thing. Okay. Kol zikah lemala miyutzvachim. The Rashi just gives you a little bit of the phraseology for this Gemara. Whenever we say zrika, we mean it's above 10 tefachim. Kol shil shul amak miyutzvachim. To be mashal shul down means it's lower than 10 tefachim. Kol tashmis noyach. The what's considered an easy access is screen like Pesach, which you refer to in this Gemara is called Pesach. The different design is not 10 tefachim, either raised up or lowered down. That's called Pesach. You just basically go there. So that's the phraseology for the Gemara. Okay. If both have to access the Bezrika, and both find it that the access is limited. Both sides find it it's 10 tefachim high. That's called they have to throw something there to get it there. That's also not a question. The Hanukkah Kesef Ben Meis Letzeres. We serve before Shemish. That's a fair Shemish. The Kani Vavatzal Yirinu Lamata. Am Asurim Im Shneim. That area cannot allow access from it to either side. What about the case of if it's lower down? Shilshul, both are b'shilshul. The Hanukkah Ridge, the Habinami, also the Tavayo. So Hefzik Rishus Choshev. It's its own Rishus. The Kibbutz Hashemish Yishav with Shneim. Both sides have equal limited access. A certain boy, Damar Rav, Karicha Ben Meis Chaterus Amuk Mizu Yud Zeh Shabal Oritz. He said, if one side it's very far, it's a drop of 10. The other side it's at ground level or close to it. That's just the Zeh Shabal Oritz. You give it to the side where it's ground level. Dav the Zeh Tashish Benachas Zeh Bekasher. So Rav said that's a case of this side is Tashir's Menachas, this side is Tashir's Bekosher. So you see, Shemini Minodi, the Shneim Benachas, the Shneim Bekosher, Shneim Asurimbuk. That if had both been Benachas or both been Bekosher, so both are Asur. So both Beshilshul, that's called Shneim Asur. The Zeba Pes, the Zeba Zrika. Shekar Shechotazu Namucha, Bechotazu Kavoya. One is lower, one is higher. But tell Benayim there's something raised there in between. So the higher Chotzer finds it less than 10 tefachim. That's called the Pesach. The other Chotzer finds that it's above 10 tefachim. It's called the Zrika. So Gavur Mizu Yud Luzu Shavalor. It's one side it's 10 tefachim off the ground. One side it's called Shavalor, which means it's within 10 tefachim. So that's the case of Hanun de Rabbi Bar Rav Huna Perek Halor and Damer Kersus Ben Beis Letzeres Gevay Yud. One side it's Gevay Yud. Tzira Echad Shabal Oritz. Other side it's within 10 Tvachim. There's an Otzila Zeshah Shabal Oritz. You give it to the side where it's a ground level. The Zeb has Zeb Shulshul. If, however, it's one side is Pesach, one side is Shulshul. That's Chotzer Gevay Yamin Natel Yud. The one side, it's the chotzer is way up above it, so it has to lower things down through shilshul. Shilshul means just to lower something down. The chabrat hashovel on the other side, it's at ground level. How the shishi parachol lord? That's what shishi's case. My question is: is that b'shilshul? Is that b'zrika going to chotzer zu? Kavoyim is that atel yud? B'zul neworchem enol yud. So the height gap between the two chateras is 20 tefachim, and in between there's a step down. So from one side it's 10 tefachim above that area, and one side is 10 tefachim below that area. So the Shneim Bekasher, both sides find the access is limited, it's not easy access. Therefore, Rehein Shavin Boy, they're both equal in it. So neither side can use it easily. So therefore, both have equal usage in it, and they weren't married together. So therefore, they're going to answer in each other. The whole called shilshul meaning the kosher. Shilshul is kosher. Zrika is kosher. Adilma gabi zrika habi shilshul tashmisha benachas. But maybe you could argue lowering down is easier than throwing something up. Mutter, and therefore the side which is b'shilshul will be mutter. Both in Marav separately, so the side of Shilshul could use it. So Raz is both a Raz. So Shmuel says the side of Shilshul is Mut. Yeah. Rashi was good, right? Okay. Raz said both sides are Raz, and Shmuel said the side of Shilshul is Mutter. The Gemara, we did it in the Gemara. Okay, Tanan. Anshe chotzer v'anshe merpeset shetshachu v'lo irvu. So now let's. So we have our Mishnah. So we have the anshe chotzer, anshe merpeset, which weren't marv together. So the Mishnah says kol shegvoya sar tzvachim l'merpeset. Pachas mikan l'chotzer. So now, the Gemara right now is assuming that the average height of an aliyah is higher than 10 tefachim. Okay? So, you know, because if you figure the ground floor is more than 10 tefachim high. So you have your ground floor, which is, let's say, 20, 30 tefachim high, whatever it is, right? And then you have a second floor. The merpeset was like a mezzanine in between the two. So the more is this is the more is assuming right now. So therefore, the people from the aliyah have to access down to the merpeset. The people from so they're accessing out. They're accessing that down, and the people from the chutz would have to access up. And we're saying that everything which is above 10 tefachim belongs to the anshe merpeset, which means to the bnei aliyah. So the bnei aliyah have to access down to that point, and the bnei chutz have to access up to that point. And the Mishnah says you give it to the anshe merpeset. Well, that's great according to Shmuel. According to Rav, shmi shnei masurim, because the zeba shosol zeba zrika mishmi shnei masurim.
What are we assuming in terms of like ladders?
I mean, we're talking about there's some raised area in the chutzner, which is not part of the merpeset. You're accessing it from the merpeset, right? So, from your where your house is. There's no ladder to that spot.
Okay, I thought you were talking about an aliyah, and then you had the bottom floor. And
right, now there's this thing out here which is not attached to that. I want to access that point. So merpeset isn't really where I live. I live on the aliyah.
Right.
So my access from the aliyah to that spot is going to be Bezerika. So like to my merpeset, what does merpeset mean? It means b'nei aliyah. Shilshul.
Shilshul?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you. My merpeset means b'nei aliyah. My karlim merpeset. Why do we refer to them as anshe merpeset? The kasolki merpeset. They go up to merpeset, and then from there they go up into the aliyah. But this space that we're accessing is called a zeba shilshul, a zeba zrika, no, it's the zeba shilshul. So that's like is a right of Shmuel. Where says no? Kedamar Rav Huna loisin hadorim b'merpeset. Rafuna is going to, the Mor is going to bring a question later on, which Rafuna is going to answer. Loisin adarim b'merpeset, and so the same answer that he gives over there in regard to that question, we'll use the same answer over here to this question. So that's a case of, so even though. If they're living a 10 tefachim off the ground, that's ground level for them. Something which is 10 tefachim high is not a case of shilshul. That's a case of shav l'oritz. Right. So if this is where your merpeset is, and here's the chotzer down here, and this thing is sticking up high, they just have to reach out. Supposedly in the aliyah, they have to do shilshul to get to it. They just have to reach out straight. Yeah. So that's sure. If they have to reach out straight, they get easier access than the chutzner, so it belongs to them. Versus look at Ihochi. If that's the case, Ema Seifa. The Mishnah continues says, Pochos Mikan, if it's not 10 tefachim high, it's the chutzner. Versus why am I? Let's have a passive, if you tell me the case was that for the Mimre Peset, this is basically at floor level, the Mimre Peset is 10 tefachim high, this thing is basically floor level, so now the height of the the Almud is 8 Tvachim. That's still easy access for them. It's within 10 Tvachim. So both the Chotzer and the pastor can use it. It should be also to both. You shouldn't give it to the Chotzer. Somewhere else says, you're right. My Lechotzer means Af Lechotzer. But the Mishnah didn't say it belongs only to the Chotzer and then it's Mutter. It means also to the Chotzer. Mishnah Masur and Echonami. Both are also to use it. Hachonami Mistabru. And the mercy of this explanation, the phrase lechotzer means af lechotzer, because the next case of the Mishnah says, "Mishnah Seva be'medem amurim b'smucha." Abu Meflagis afilu gavoy yud tfachim lechotzer. So, if it's Meflagis, so it belongs to the chotzer. So my lechotzer, what does it mean? It's lechotzer. Ilema lechotzer b'shari means it's only the chotzer, and therefore it's mutter to use. Amai reshus the tabayahu. They didn't. It wasn't there, which they don't have a right to use, and they can still access it through. It's at the floor level, but it's further away, so that's also a form of zrika. So they're both mazrika. Elamai lechotzer. So what does it mean lechotzer? It means af lechotzer. Mishnei masurim. Zachanami. My lechotzer. Af lechotzer. Mishnei masurim. Mishnami no. Let's hold it here. You have a pencil on you? Rick, you have a pencil on you? Okay. I'll rock it up with a pencil.
Rabbi, I'm going to be online for the next week.
Okay.
I'll be listening carefully.
Okay. That means they have to behave? Says here, and you get listening in, so you have to be careful. Used to be we were about Kosh Baruch listening in, now we're about the NSA listening in. Next week is a Chazorah week, so we'll catch up a little bit.